Good morning and welcome to Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Friday, January 9th, 2015. Sports is no fun if you don't know what's going on, so here's what's going on. As a sports fan, I am sad to report that it is an almost entirely clear day of sports. There's no top 25 NCAA basketball games, and the most interesting game there is probably Yale versus New Jersey Institute of Technology. And while NJIT did take down Michigan earlier this season, I'm not sure I'll be signing up to watch that. There's really no high-profile soccer games on today. If you need a soccer fix, your best bet is a doubleheader in the Mexican League starting at 9 p.m. Eastern Time with Veracruz at Santos and Toluca at Morelia following afterwards. There's some golf on. The South African Open is on in the morning, and the Hyundai Tournament of Champions will be on in the afternoon, both on the Golf Channel. Meanwhile, the landscape in the NHL is a little sparse as well, but the game between Columbus Blue Jackets at Toronto Maple Leafs, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on regional cable, is worth watching. Compelling for a few reasons. The headlining reason is that the Maple Leafs just fired their coach, so even more eyes than normal in Toronto, if such a thing is possible, will be focused on their favorite and only hockey team. The more interesting thing about the game to me is that if the second half goes roughly like the first half of the season has, these two teams may be among a group of four or five fighting for one of the last playoff spots in the Eastern Conference. In the NBA, we've got a pretty good doubleheader on ESPN, especially the early game. At 8 p.m. Is Chicago Bulls at Washington Wizards. These are undoubtedly two of the top, well, I would actually say they are the two best teams in the Eastern Conference right now. The Bulls' issue is, as always, injury. If they can keep Derrick Rose and, to a lesser extent, Pau Gasol healthy, I think they'll have a good shot of reaching the conference finals, at least. The Wizards are a younger team, and they made their first deep run into the playoffs last year when they made it to the conference finals to lose to the Heat. The Heat, of course, have been slightly dismantled this year after LeBron James left and went to Cleveland. He won't be playing in the late game on ESPN, 10:30 p.m., the Cavaliers at the Golden State Warriors, because he's injured. But his teammates will try their best against the Golden State Warriors, but unfortunately, I don't think their best is going to do it. The Golden State Warriors have been playing lights out, and they're gonna kill the Cavaliers. As I said, the landscape is a little sparse today in sports, so I had to look a little bit farther to find things to suggest watching. One of them is some college hockey, Dartmouth at New Hampshire, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on NBC Sports Network. This is definitely my pick of sports for the night. It's what I would be watching if I were going to watch something. Not only is this an in-state matchup between two New Hampshire teams, but according to the New Hampshire Union Leader, UNH's coach mixed things up in the news before the game. Here's what Coach Dick Umiel had to say about the game. "They're the smart kids. We're the blue collar. That's how I look at it," he said with a chuckle. "I'm motivated to beat the smart guys. Jealous, I guess, but they're good on top of it." We've also got a good college basketball game, Butler at St. John's, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox Sports 1. We featured the St. John's men's basketball team the other night, and I'm not sure it was so good for them. But lucky for us, the St. John's women's basketball team is even better. St. John's is 12-2 on the year and undefeated in the Big East. Butler's women's team is not nearly as good, but that just sets this up as one of those David vs. Goliath matchups that's always good to watch. Thanks for listening. That was Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Friday, January 9th, 2015. You can find us on the web at DearSportsFan.com and send us questions about sports to DearSportsFan@gmail.com. As always, thanks to my brother Jesse Fisher for the theme music. He's at JesseFisher.com. Have a great weekend.